With that said, we'd like to say a very good morning and welcome to East Coast Radio to Advocate Eric Mkhawane. A very good morning to you.
Good morning and greetings to the listeners as well.
Let's get straight into it. What is the office of the tax ombud and what does it do?
Well, there's an office that was set up to try and assist, you know, taxpayers who have problems or complaints against SARS. You know, everyone would understand SARS has got very, very wide powers and it's able to do many, many, many things. But then this office was set up so that it can try to create that balance between the revenue authority and taxpayers. So when they have problems, there's somewhere they can run to and complain to, independent of SARS, and can have their complaints addressed. So this is what the office does.
Could you give us examples of the complaints you received and were they resolved?
Well, look, there are various kind of complaints that we receive, but maybe let me start with what our mandate is to address any complaint by a taxpayer and a complaint which relates to service, procedure, and an administrative issue. SARS has not paid me my refund and the time it promised to do so has lapsed. So we may step in under those kind of circumstances and assist in getting that paid out. Sometimes when taxpayers, I mean, SARS deals with taxpayers, it has to follow certain processes and procedures. So if it doesn't do so, a person can complain.
Yes.
And to us, and we can step in just to make sure that SARS is treating taxpayers fairly.
Now, are there any kinds of tax complaints that your institution will reject or does not deal with at all?
Well, first of all, let's look at the process. If the process has not been followed, we may not touch the complaint. For example, it's required of a taxpayer to first exhaust the SARS internal complaint resolution mechanism.
Okay.
So if a complaint has come to us and it has not gone through that process, we may say, and depending on the circumstances, we may say, well, first exhaust and then come to us. But it's not all cases that will go through that. If a case is so urgent and a person has got compelling circumstances, they can come directly to us. But ordinarily, the kind of cases that we don't deal with, you know, so you can't say, well, you know, SARS has taxed me 10,000. I disagree with that. That one goes to a separate forum, which is the objection and your appeal. It may end up in the tax court. That we don't deal with, the merits of the objection, for example.
Now, could you give us some highlights of your institution since its formation just over 5 years ago?
Well, we've managed to assist a whole lot of taxpayers from all walks. We've managed to help them, and this is, by the way, for free, so there's no charge. In instances, some of the big entities that we helped to obtain their refund, the highest in the previous, the other financial year, there haven't been around 160 million for the taxpayer sought. Was seeking to get from SARS, and we assisted the taxpayer. We've helped some businesses which were near collapse because of the refunds that were withheld, and you know, so those were some of the highlights. And also, just, I mean, we're talking about thousands and thousands of people who have been helped by this office, and it's the taxpayer who's paying for that. I mean, we are funded from the tax money that is getting collected and given to government. So, but the taxpayer does not have to make a direct payment to us. And that's on its own. It's a highlight because under normal circumstances, this kind of people would have had to go to court. And as you know, litigation can be very, very expensive.
Extremely expensive.
Yes.
Well, thank you so very much for taking out some time to speak to us today and, you know, answering some questions that we have. We really do appreciate it and we hope you enjoy the rest of your week.
Okay, thank you. I may just need to mention that we available in KZN will be at the Gateway Mall. And for those who may want to approach us, we are there to assist as part of our roadshow.
Thank you so, so very much. I'm sure a lot of people are going to actually come out there. The office of the Tax Ombud is at Gateway Mall in Durban from the 18th to the 24th of March from 9 o'clock until 7 o'clock in the evening. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. Thank you very much.